Welcome to Zikhu Dabsi Money Man, Rabbi Avraham Goldhar. Now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions and 21 topics covering 7 block going from the Sefer Shabbos from Daf Samech Hei all the way to Ayin Aleph. Here goes. Number 1. Which Daf do we have the Machlokas regarding Darkei Mori, a practice, if it has a healing effect? That's on Daf Samech Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we learn that one who says incantations should say them in one's mother's name? That's on Daf Samech Vav. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we have the question about immersing in the Euphrates during Nisan because of the rainwaters coming from Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Samech Hei. Great. Number 4. Which Daf do we have a Machlokas regarding what the Rabban consider a Shogeg? That's on Daf Samech Tes. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do we have a Machlokas whether commoners can wear princely ornaments out on Shabbos? That's on Daf Samech Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which Daf do we learn that Mumbaz exempts a Tinuk Shenishba Ben Anachrim from bringing a Chatas? That's on Daf Samaches. Great. Number 7. Which Daf do we have Malchokas if there's Tumas Midras for an amputee's wooden shoe? That's on Daf Samech Vav. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do we have a Shita that holds that Lo Savaro Eish is Lelav Yatzas? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we learn that one can go out on Shabbos with a gold tooth because a person would be embarrassed to take it out in Rosh Hashanah Rabin? That's on Daf Samech Hei. Good. Number 10. Which Daf do we learn that someone who forgot which day of Shabbos is out in the desert and he's allowed to work every single day to provide sustenance, he would distinguish Shabbos through Kiddush and Abdallah? That's on Daf Samech Tes. Good. Number 11. Which Daf do we learn if one did an aver twice in one halama, but he discovered them in two different times? There's a machlokas regarding if he brings one or two chatas offerings. That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 12. Which Daf do we discuss at Tinuk Shenishba Ben Anachrim and Gerim Ben Anachrim? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number 13. Which Daf do we learn about what one does if he forgot which day was Shabbos? That's on Daf Samech Tes. Good. Number 14. Which Daf do we have a question about doing a Rambah by wearing a nut out as a button to carry it into Rosh Hashanah Rabim? That's on Daf Samech Hei. Good. Number 15. Which Daf do we learn that one would be Chai if he writes the Shin Mem from Shimon? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 16. Which Daf do we have the concept of Chiluk Melachos? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 17. Which Daf do we learn about the Chumrah of multiple prohibitions over transgressions and vice versa, multiple transgressions over prohibitions? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 18. Which Daf do we learn that one should tie a knot on one son's arm? The child's yearning for his father? That's on Daf Samech Vav. Good. Number 19. Which Daf do we have the Mishnah of Kol Gadol listing the various levels of Shkaga when it comes to the Melachos and Shabbos? That's on Daf Samech Zayin. Good. Number 20. Which Daf do we have the concept of Goreres? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. And finally, question number 21. Which Daf do we learn why the Tana used the term Kol Gadol in the Mishnah? That's on Daf Samaches. Great, that concludes this Grand Pop Quiz. Of course, you can come back to this over the course of the week to increase your fluency with the Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.